and thank you for joining us. My name is Megan Duncan, and I'm a senior associate at Sidell. I'm joined today by Philip Young, who is a senior investment analyst and portfolio manager who has been with Sidell for 9 years. Philip's focus is on equity analysis and ESG integration, where he has been instrumental in incorporating and elevating the role of ESG at Sidell. Today, we're here to discuss the growing importance and the role of ESG in our investment process and Sidell's approach. So Phil, to start, can you define and provide some insight into what ESG is?
Thanks for having me today. First off, ESG, what does it stand for? So that's environmental, social, and governance. But that doesn't really tell you much. You may have heard terms like sustainable investing, green investing, ethical investing, socially responsible investing. There's all these terms out there, and they sometimes have different meanings to different people. But the way we view it is ESG is the umbrella term that encompasses all the strategies that consider an investment's societal or environmental impact alongside financial returns.
And can you discuss some of the different approaches that are used?
So the way that Sidell sees it, there are four major buckets. So the first one is integration. The next is negative screening. Then there's thematic investing. And finally, impact investing. So let's start with ESG integration. This is the incorporation of ESG considerations into investment decision making. ESG factors are used to measure a company's impact beyond simply profit. So environmental factors are used to measure how the company is impacting the environment, unsurprisingly. And an example here could be a company's greenhouse gas emissions or its pollution output. While social factors would be related to how the company is actually impacting people. And you can measure this through things like employee satisfaction and diversity. And finally, governance factors are evaluating the systems that a company has in place to ensure that its management actually acts in the best interest of its stakeholders.
The second approach is negative screening, which is sometimes known as socially responsible investing. A negative screening approach eliminates specific investments that conflict with an investor's personal values. Common restrictions are the tobacco and oil industries. The third approach is thematic investing. This is investing to gain exposure to a certain sustainable theme, such as renewable energy or electric vehicles. An example is an investment portfolio that holds companies that participate in the renewable energy value chain. So this could include semiconductor companies, solar panel manufacturers, and renewable power utilities. The final approach is impact investing. This is investing with the stated aim of generating social or environmental benefits alongside financial returns. An example would be investing in a business that provides affordable housing to people dealing with a personal crisis. In a sense, this approach could be described as sitting between traditional investing and philanthropy.
And how would you describe Sidell's approach to ESG investing?
At Sidell, we use ESG integration in all of our portfolios. And the reasoning for this is simple. We believe ESG factors, such as the way that a company treats its employees, its environment, and the community, can have a material impact on the value of that investment over time. And academic studies would show that companies that effectively manage their ESG issues with sustainable business practices actually deliver superior long-term results. And if you think about it, this shouldn't be a big shock because these sustainable business practices can lead to positive outcomes like less waste or a happier and more productive workforce and ultimately more loyal customers if your brand starts to be associated with these positive environmental or social benefits. However, when poorly managed, ESG factors can lead to negative events that cause significant financial damage and sometimes share price collapses. A good example of this would be the BP oil spill in 2010. So this incident, while it might have seemed to come out of nowhere, if you'd done detailed ESG analysis ahead of time, you would have noted that BP had one of the worst safety records of any oil company operating in the US. So while you wouldn't have been able to predict that this was going to happen, you would have at the very least understood that if you're thinking about investing at BP, there's a heightened risk of environmental disaster relative to some of its peers with better safety track records. So at Sidell, what we're trying to do is minimize the likelihood that we invest in companies that suffer one of these negative ESG events. And our approach is focused on understanding how a company is exposed to material ESG risks and then incorporating those takeaways into our investment decisions.
And how is Sidell's approach different from other organizations?
One of our most important points of differentiation is that Sidell actually does internal ESG research. We do this because it provides our team with a more comprehensive view of a company's risks and rewards. Some investment managers and all passive index funds rely entirely on third-party ESG ratings for their ESG analysis. These third-party ratings can provide a quick insight into a company's ESG profile, similar to what bond ratings from agencies like S&P and Moody's do for creditworthiness. And while these ratings can be useful, there are a number of issues that investors should be aware of. The most notable is that they have pretty heavy bias towards large companies. Large companies tend to receive the highest ratings because they have extensive budgets to produce detailed sustainability reports that check all the necessary boxes. However, small and mid-sized companies with less resources often get penalized on their scoring systems. Investors who rely solely on third-party ESG ratings may get a misleading picture of a company's risk exposure. Here's an example to illustrate our approach. We recently looked at a giant pharmaceutical multinational. Our ESG analysis suggested that the company's most material risk areas were related to its product safety and its selling practices. Despite the company receiving excellent ratings from the third-party agencies, our analysis found that the company had actually been fined a number of times in recent years for unethical behavior. And while the fines themselves were actually quite small compared to the company's massive size, we viewed them as a significant red flag, as it might indicate a bigger problem with the company's corporate culture. Where there's smoke, there could be fire. As a result, we rated the company's ESG risk as high due to the potential for that negative ESG event that could significantly hurt the company's share price. And because of this, we avoided the stock.
In October 2020, Sidell became a signatory to the Principles of Responsible Investing, or PRI. The PRI is a United Nations-supported network of international investors working to incorporate ESG considerations into their investment process. Ultimately, the aim of the organization is to create a more sustainable financial system. Currently, there are more than 3,000 signatories around the world, representing approximately $100 trillion worth of invested capital. So what is the importance of the PRI to Sidell and ultimately to its clients?
Sidell became the signatory of the PRI to formalize and broaden our commitment to responsible investment. We believe the principles are closely aligned with Sidell's investment philosophy and are in the best interest of our clients. As part of our preparation to become a signatory, Sidell expanded elements of our ESG approach and introduced new analytical tools. For example, we launched a framework to assess the exposure of our investments to climate change, and introduced a system to actively monitor the carbon emissions intensity of our equity portfolios. In addition, being a signatory provides Sidell with the opportunity to collaborate with leading investors from around the world and share responsible investment best practices. This helps Sidell continually improve our approach and better serve our clients.
That's great. Thank you so much. This has been extremely insightful. Thank you for your expertise. It's exciting to see Sidell remain at the forefront of this increasingly important subject. If you would like additional information, please reach out to your Sidell Wealth Consultant. Thank you.